I will read a passage in 2 Timothy. Chapter 1. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 13. Retain the standard of sound words which you have heard from me in the faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. Guard trust the Holy Spirit who dwells in us, the treasure which has been entrusted to you. We live in easy days. For Saturday, I've been in Newry eating in a McDonald's. Full family, children. Each children a tablet and they was eating. No connection with the parents. Very easy to make education. And when I was sitting there, this verse here, retain the standard of sound words which you have heard from me. What are the sound words? What is very important for us? Because we don't have a lot of storm. Yes, when we hear of over different sickness, the family from Putz, Rusty. Yes, it's not easy. But we don't know which day the Lord Jesus will come. We don't know. But we know he will come. That is very important. We must every time and every day look, perhaps today, perhaps now. But when we see the world, the preparation in the world, we don't know when the Lord will come. It can be today. But because before he will come, it can be all the Christian, all the assemblies, will be gone to big difficulties. And what we see, especially at the moment, the devil broke families, broke assemblies, broke the Christian. And that is very hard for us to see that. He makes that in a very special way, very simple way. Young families stop to come in the prayer meeting. They come Sundays. The work, oh yes. Sometimes we have a problem with somebody and we stop to come. Please, that's not good. We must come. We must invest time and money in conference like this, what we do here. We need communion. We need to share, to eat together. That's also very important. Not every time study the word. I hear from a young Christian in Germany. He was in a conference, 15 years. He was coming from a Christian family. And so all the young people, different young people, were sleeping in a school, not in a bed, Yes. And then he was sleeping there, and then he saw a young brother. He opened his Bible, and he read a chapter before he was sleeping. And this young boy, 15 years, look him, and whoa,
Impossible. He reads the Bible.
Yes, his parents Christian. He goes in the assembly. He knows a lot of things, but this man was open his Bible and reads the Bible. And this thing now, perhaps he was, when I have here this testimony, perhaps now he is 13 years. And he said, this conference has changed something in my life. This relation, when I have saw this person read his Bible, I have begun to read the Bible, to read the Word. And that is what Paul has said to Timothy. You must read the Word. The Word must be in your heart. Is the Word in our heart? Is it every day in our heart? Perhaps we cannot read all a chapter, but before we go out from the house, we take a verse with us. A verse must go with us. Perhaps 2 o'clock in the afternoon, this verse is very important for me. I don't know, but we must go with something from the Bible out from the house. The Word must live in our life. Sounds of good words. We have here so many beautiful things today. Is it not a treasure what we have here? Or you were in the Bible. It's a wonderful treasure. But Timothy, he was not a... When we see Timothy, he was a young man. He was coming from... His mother and his grandmother was believer. His father was not a good testimony, but he was schüchtern.
Shy.
Yes. Sometimes we are also shy. We need something what we push us. And this evening we can... I'm not a so good English preacher, but I will just open a little bit from this wonderful sound of good words. The word when we go out, our preparation when we go in the meeting in the week. Oh yes, we have the olders, yes, and I'm there, I'm sitting there, I do something. No. Please, we need the prayer from every brother. Every brother can pray in the week. It's very important. And I'm very happy. I have here, yesterday in our assembly, there was only 23 persons. But eight nations. And my son has told me, wonderful. It was a wonderful time. Wonderful time. And so often I hear that when I'm not in my assembly, I hear the Lord take care over the assembly. So my Lord, use the young brothers to make something with the Lord. A family was there yesterday from Colombia, first time. And another brother was visiting and he spoke Spanish. And it was a so special meeting. And of the end from the meeting, the young brother from Spain made a tradition from the sister. And the sister had said, I'm feeling so good. I see you believe in the Bible. And she was coming with trousers. She was sitting. Because all the sisters has not a trouser, but she has a trouser. And she was ashamed because she has a trouser. But that is not important, the trouser. The Lord is important. She has seen something from the Lord Jesus. And that is wonderful. We must see every time when we come together. Something from the Lord. He must be in our midst. We are coming to Him. We bring Him our needs and all what we Perhaps we don't have needs, but we have a lot of things. And for that reason, I will encourage different young brothers here. Please, use your voice to say something to the Lord. He's happy about that. He waits it. And also the older brothers are very happy to hear voice from young brothers. And you can start with a question. You can start with something. But please open your mouth. Do something for the Lord. Because perhaps when more tribulation will come, you are alone. But we must have an habitude to pray. We must have an habitude to use our voice in the midst, when we are around from the Lord Jesus. Assembly, work, and now also in families. It's very important that we pray before we eat. But do you sing also after a meal? A person has visiting us, and she was surprising that we pray, and after the meal she said, "And after the meal you don't pray?" Oh, I was surprised. Good remark. Why not after meal pray? Why not? I said, we read something from a calendar, from the Bible, and then we have read, and then we have pray also. We can also pray after a meal. And before we pray, why only say thanks for the good food? Perhaps we sing to the people in Africa or somewhere, "Oh Lord Jesus, please help," say also. Okay. But why not pray for a situation, for something what we have seen in the day? Before we eat, we can bring something for the Lord also, a problem or a situation, what we have lived. Or perhaps before we eat, we have talked about a problem. Bring it in the prayer. Before we eat, we bring this thing in the prayer. Very important. 1 Timothy 2, chapter 2. Sorry, then I stop. 1 Timothy 2. First of all, then I urge, first one, chapter 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. First of all, then I urge that entrance and prayers, petition, and thanksgiving be made on behalf of all men. First of all, oh, first of all, please take it with you. We don't pray enough. Sorry, but we pray not enough. We can have time for before meal. We can have a time with our wives in the evening, in the morning. We can have a time in the family we came together. We can have a time, perhaps, in the work. We know somebody, he's a Christian. And come on, you find 5 minutes. We pray together. Very important. The prayer. Prayer can change something. And only prayer can change me, situation, and other person. First of all, then.